Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17. This is letter number 6397. Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracham. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 11th of Tammuz, in which you write, Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracham. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 11th of Tammuz, in which you write about your condition in the debt that you acquired in connection with taking the apartment some time ago. And, you know, he got into debt, and he is still wondering, how am I going to get out from this pressure, from this mitsuka, from this difficulty? How to get out from this debt? So, the Rebbe says, however, it's understood that your thought that you write to go ahead and sell your present house, your present apartment, and to take a smaller apartment. So besides the fact, even in your own letter, you mentioned this would be substantial losses, bring about substantial losses. Besides the fact that there will be substantial losses, and the Rebbe says the practice has shown that you actually don't get out of the difficulty of the debt. So, in other words, that's not going to really help you. Besides that, the Rebbe says, and that's the main thing, is that after you have lived for some time in this comfortable house, you became comfortable. So now, to move back to a smaller apartment, that will bring about sort of your mood to become down. And Rebbe says, we can also understand this from the opposite side, because it says in the movement to the good, it says, our sages tell us there are three things that bring about a person's Marchivim Daita Shel Odom, they make your mind comfortable. You become comfortable with a beautiful room, a beautiful apartment, a beautiful place to live in. So, if a better place makes you comfortable, so moving, downsizing, or downgrading, shouldn't say downsizing, because downsizing, sometimes you have too much space, but downgrading meaning to go down, to lowering your place, that's not the way. So, the Rebbe says, therefore, you need to put an effort to get a loan for a longer term, and the payments, the condition for the payments, that should be more comfortable. And that way, you will slowly, by little, to get out of this difficulty in the outside, which means the Rebbe is saying, even though you're having difficulty with the payments and the challenges are there, but to go down into a smaller place would actually cause you depression. In other words, you're going to become even more, your challenges will become even more, they'll become emotional. The Rebbe says, slowly you'll get out of your external pressures, and this will not touch your home in the inside, and the comfortable, and your mood, and living in a comfortable way is when you live in a comfortable house, you feel better. So your feeling and everything is going to be much better. So don't exchange this. Rebbe's telling him, find a place to get a longer loan with more comfortable payments. And the Rebbe says, especially that you lived in a better home, to downsize, downgrade it, is not something which is advisable. It's going to cause you becoming depressed, and you're not going to feel good about it. And, you know, the Rebbe says, a bigger house, a nicer house, brings about more good feelings. And so put in an effort to find, to make it easier. And slowly but surely, you'll get out of this external pressure, and you will not need to feel sort of that you gave up on things that make you happy and comfortable. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe prays for him, Yerotzit, that you should put in an effort in the acquired energy in the three areas that our sages of blessed memory say that make the person feel comfortable, widen his mind. In the spiritual level, the Rebbe says, as explained in the Tikkuni Zohar Tikkun Vav, over there he explains the spiritual counterpart to the three items. The Gemara says that there are three things: a nice home. A nice home, what's the counterpart spiritually? That's a heart, a good heart, a nice heart. Then we have beautiful dishes, kelim noim, or beautiful furnishings. That's the limbs. And then it says a beautiful wife, which is the soul. That's the soul of the person. So the Rebbe says that Tikkuni Zohar equates these three, a home, the furnishings, and the limbs, the home, the furnishings, and a wife, to your heart, your limbs, and your soul. So if you improve that, and do with energy to improve your own, your soul, your limbs, your soul, your heart, your limbs, and your soul, then you reach a true widening of the mind. It is my hope, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe advises him to do the counterparts of the three things that make you comfortable, that increase your comfort. The Rebbe says, your soul, your limbs, and your heart, to spiritually increase their improvement. And then you reach the Rila Chavzadas. The Rebbe says, it's my hope that you set times to learn the inner part of Torah. In our generation, that has been revealed in the teaching of Chassidus, especially based upon what's explained, the necessity of this matter in the Holy Letters, chapter 26, to the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, who is an authority and a codifier, a poisek, in the esoteric part of Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the poisek in the revealed part of Torah. Especially, specifically, the Rebbe said to also look into the grandson of the grandson of the Alter Rebbe and his sefer. That's the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab, the Alter Rebbe's grandson, was the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Tzemach Tzedek grandson was the Rebbe Rashab. So the Rebbe says, Neched Nechdoi, grandson's grandson, who later on, Male Mikoybe, who took his place, which is the Rebbe Rashab. Book Kuntros Eitz Chaim, in his Sefer, Kuntros Eitz Chaim. And based of these holy words are actually the words of Reb Chaim Vital in his introduction to the gate of introductions. And that he also quotes there the language of the Holy Zohar about this. So the Rebbe is, first of all, telling him that the important and necessity of learning Chassidus today, based upon all these sources. And the Rebbe also says, for sure, you know the three classes of Chumash, Tilma, and Tanya that are known. Many times we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here for the Fries Rebbe, that these are equal for everybody and they are a good omen. They provide, you know, blessings and zgula for many inyanim. So if you have a problem and here is with your payments, with your house, with your challenges, so the Rebbe says, always a good thing, start doing chitas. As the Rebbe, Fries Rebbe said, that it has a good help spiritually in various different things. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above. And this is in the name of the Rebbe.